This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. People receiving Social Security can expect fatter checks next year. On average, they'll get an extra $25 a month. But higher Medicare premiums will eat up some of that. For many seniors, Social Security and Medicare are indeed big campaign issues, and perhaps no worse, more so, than in Florida. Nearly one in five of that state's residents is 65 or older. That's the highest percentage of any state. In part two of our series on Florida, the state behind the swing, Day to Day's Eric Weiner travels to Florida's retirement coast.
If you think retirement is a solitary affair, then you haven't been to Century Village, located about an hour north of Miami in Palm Beach County, home of the butterfly ballot that caused so much grief in the 2000 election. Century Village is actually more like a city. Some 12,000 seniors live here, and there's plenty for them to do, from the 16 swimming pools to the two synagogues. Social life at the Village, as it's known, revolves around the clubhouse with its expansive lobby and piped-in music that harkens back to another era.
I think it's the most wonderful place.
That's Bernie Grossman, a sprightly 88-year-old and by no means the oldest resident of Century Village.
Look, my nephew calls it Cemetery Village, which of course but this is so ridiculous, but it's very alive.
Alive with the sound of treadmills. More than a dozen of them, moving slowly but definitely moving. In front of each is a TV set tuned to CNN. The seniors living here say that one of the benefits of retirement is that they now have enough time on their hands to be truly informed voters. On this day, like most days, the news from Iraq is grim. Bernie Grossman says he's worried, but not for his own safety.
Your grandchildren are involved with this. There could be a draft, which is how I got into it. I did almost 5 years in World War II, and I don't want my grandchildren to do this.
Grossman, like nearly all of the residents of Century Village, is a diehard Democrat. The last Republican presidential candidate to even pique his interest was Wendell Willkie in 1936. Like most seniors here, he treats every election as if it might be his last. That's why many people here are still bitter about what happened in 2000 when several hundred elderly residents of Palm Beach County inadvertently voted for Pat Buchanan instead of Al Gore. They were confused by the infamous butterfly ballot. Marvin Manning, at age 78, is a spring chicken by Century Village standards. He says he's impressed with how people 10 or 20 years older than him still make sure they vote.
6:30 in the morning in 2000 election, I was out there. I set up our booths and everything for the elections to set up there. We had people three and four deep, way out, looking to vote. They had their walkers. It's unbelievable.
Manning says that pocketbook issues such as Social Security and prescription drugs determine who gets his vote. It's not only a matter of dollars and cents, he says. It's a matter of dignity.
It's the only thing you have left is your dignity. And what can sap your dignity is you have to turn for help.
The bottom line is that despite reservations about John Kerry, nearly all of the residents of Century Village are going to vote for him. Drive an hour north, though, to the upscale town of Jupiter, Florida, and, well, you might as well be on another planet.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Donald, Eric Weiner.
How are you?
Nice
Come
to
on
meet
in.
You.
Come on in.
Thank you.
You found it was no trouble?
Donald Jaffin, a 74-year-old retired lawyer from New York, steers me through his spacious house onto his spacious deck, where we are engulfed by a warm Florida breeze and stunning views of the nearby canals. There's only one thing missing.
Can I offer you a drink? It's cocktail hour.
I'm still on duty, but I'll take...
How about a little Pinot Grigio or...
Oh, what the heck.
Compared to the retirees from Century Village, Jaffin is clearly better off financially, which perhaps explains why issues such as Social Security and Medicare, issues that dominate discussions at Century Village, matter less to him.
At this point in time, there's only one issue, and that, unfortunately, it's terrorism and survival and protecting America. Because if we don't, there are no other issues.
Jaffin believes that President Bush, not John Kerry, understands the nature of the threat the U.S. now faces. Jaffin's worldview is formed, in part, by a lifetime of travel.
Behind here is 12,500 slides of the world.
Mercifully, Jaffin does not inflict the slides upon me. Instead, he produces a thick notebook that chronicles his travels, travels that no longer include France, a country he believes is no friend of America's. Jaffin believes the U.S. faces an unprecedented threat, though he concedes it's not easy convincing his fellow Floridians of this.
It's very hard to keep up the fight and to convince people who are living down here in luxury in South Palm Beach County that there is an enemy out there. Because thank God, the enemy isn't here. And what Bush is saying is, let's fight them over there. Let's keep the enemy over there. We don't want to fight them here.
Jaffin excuses himself to answer the phone.
Hello? Yeah, who's this?
It's a Republican Party activist seeking his help, which he gladly provides. Jaffin may be retired, but he's not resigned. There are party meetings to attend, checks to write, an election to win. In that sense, he's really not so different from his fellow retirees, the Democrats down the road at Century Village. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.